Holy hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yay, Lord.
Amen. Help us, Lord. He said, I'm not going to choose hardship, but if standing for God involves that, then I'm standing for God.
Yeah.
I told you the other night, Jack Howell said, amen, that he wanted to be a paratrooper.
Yeah.
Amen. But Tom, I don't know if you heard me hear that night or not.
Yeah.
He said, everybody at home found out he was joining the paratroopers. And they said, Jackie boy, Howells, you'll never make it. When he graduated high school, he only weighed like 115 or 20 pounds, a little small guy. Everybody said, Jackie boy, you'll never make it. Amen. He said, that gave me that much more of a desire to make it.
Yeah.
Amen. But when he enlisted and they was in the main part of the training, that if you did not finish those obstacles that they put you through every day, amen, they was weeding them out. They sent you home. Amen. We're sorry, boys. Amen. But if you don't make it through the course, out you go. And Jack said, amen, it was only early part of the, I think it was a 10-day course that really meant business. And it was early on, first or second day, he come down with a fever, 103 fever. And he said he was still running them miles and doing them obstacles like they hadn't knew. Amen. He was near the end of the course, finishing up for the day. But he said that fever got the best of him. He got delirious. Amen. He got sick and started throwing up. Amen. Running that last little bit of that last mile to get through that course. And he said he fell down face first in his own vomit. And he said, there I lay, half in and half out. All I could think of, amen, is all them people back home making fun of me, saying, you'll never make it, Jackie boy. And he said, all of a sudden, when I thought I couldn't make it, he said, a kick hit me in the side. And it was that old sergeant said, get up, soldier, get up. In this army, when you cannot run, you crawl. Hey, I come to tell us, I've got down to a crawl before, but I'm not quitting.
All right.
I'm not giving up. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna endure hardness. Good joy of the blessing. I come to tell you, crawl if you have to. But whatever you do, make it.
Praise God.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
You gotta make it.
You do. Thank you, Lord.
You're gonna endure being made fun of.
That's right.
If you stand for God,
that's right.
You gotta endure it.
Yeah.
Girls, y'all gotta suffer more so than men.
Come on. That's true.
Look at that old girl where this is their favorite saying, but it's a lie straight out of the pits of hell.
You're right.
They'll say, you old girls, that old long stringy hair. Hey,
amen.
We ain't got covering up the dress and all that. That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I couldn't take the times we're at the mall and they tell me how beautiful my family is. Hey, God, but girls, you'll be made fun of. You'll be still at the supper for Christ. But I come to tell you, you can make it. Stand for God in their hardness, but enjoy the blessing. Because in the eyes of the world, it might be foolish, but in God's eyes, it's a beautiful thing. And it's pleasing to all my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. It's worth it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Endure it, church. Endure it.
Come on.
Endure it. Endure hardship. Paul didn't choose to go to jail. He just chose to preach the gospel. And if going to jail is the price of that, he said, then I'll go to jail.
I'll go to jail.
Right.
And for preaching the gospel and enduring hardness.
Yeah.
He ended up in a place down called Philippi. Amen. And those, that town of Philippi wasn't fond of the preaching of Paul and Silas. Amen.
Come on.
They beat them. They laid stripes on them. And they throwed them into prison. Thank God. Now, Paul and Silas could have been like the modern day church. They could have got in there and griped and complained and said, we don't have to do, we don't have to go through this. This ain't fair. We don't have to suffer. No, that's not what they did.
No.
But they endured hardness. But along about midnight, they enjoyed the blessing.
Woo.
Hey, along about midnight, they struck up a tune. Hey, and they begin to sing, amen, and praise the Lord about midnight in that Philippian jail. And what happened? I tell you what happened. It was the first jailhouse rock. That jailhouse got to rocking. It got to quaking. And God split that place.
place. Hey, amen. And that old Philippian jailer run in and said, what must I do to be saved? They endured hardness, but now they enjoyed the blessing. I come to tell you, there's a blessing if you endure hardness.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
you.
Glory.
Brother John Cordell preached the other night. Wasn't that good?
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. Yes.
He said, oh, Napoleon, which I've studied and I've told stories about Napoleon. Napoleon would have conquered the world.
Yeah.
If God hadn't stopped him.
Yeah.
America was not even an option then.
Yeah.
Amen. But Napoleon would have conquered the world. And he made a statement such as this. He said, even God cannot stop Napoleon.
Ooh.
That, my friend, was his mistake.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Woo!
That's it.
That was his mistake.
Lord.
God took something as fragile as a snowflake. You let a snowflake hit you in the hand, and it'll melt away.
Yeah.
But God let the snowflake start flying out of heaven. Amen. And God began a wind that blowed bitter cold.
Yeah.
And he put Napoleon's troops to sleep on a cold night. And they said them troops were being frostbitten. And they were experiencing hypothermia. Amen. When you get so cold, you just go to sleep. And you think you're tired. And you go to sleep and never wake up. They was freezing to death.
Yeah.
And they said Napoleon was kicking them soldiers, saying, get up, boys, get up. We got a battle to fight. But Napoleon fell in battle in Waterloo. Amen. Every man that thinks he's bigger than God has a Waterloo. Down in Waterloo, Napoleon, you forgot one thing. You said God can't stop you. Amen. And the outer forces was not able to stop him. But God said, I can stop you, Napoleon, with a snowflake. And Napoleon and his army died. Great God, because there's no force greater than God. He's the greatest of all.
Woo!
My. Yes, he is.
Woo!
Yeah.
We want to be a blessing. We want to experience the blessing. We don't want to endure hardness.
That's it.
Amen.
It's true.
Marriage comes with hardness.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's so many divorces today? 50%. I think it's a little bit higher than that now. 50% of marriages end up divorced.
Yeah. Yep.
Why? Because when they first get married, they think,
yep,
they think it's a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's Prince Romeo and Prince Charming.
Yeah.
We're going to come by and sweep them away. That's what happened, man, Sister Dottie, to you.
Yeah.
Woo! Praise God. They think Prince Romeo is going to come,
yeah,
put you in his magical carriage, and off away in the, yeah, sunset you go.
Yeah.
Praise God. Until about a week or two into it, I've got a good wife, amen. But about a week or two into it, amen, I said, Michelle, amen. Praise God, my mom, she ironed all my shirts up, and she had them hanging in my closet, ironed and ready to go. Hey, I said, Michelle, I know you've washed the clothes up, but I ain't got no shirts ironed. And she said, well, we'll have to iron them. I said, I'd like for them ironed and hanging in my closet like my mom did. And she let me know real quick, I ain't your mom. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God. Amen. You wake up. Thank God. Marriage is a wonderful thing.
Come on. Yeah.
But there's hardships in marriage.
Yeah.
You can't pack your bags and walk out the first hardship you got. Thank God. You can't quit when you hit the first stop. You gotta dig in,
yeah,
and endure hardness.
Oh.
But out of the hardness, you'll enjoy the blessing.
Woo.
19 years. Great God, I've endured the blessing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not conceited. I'm very aware of strengths and weaknesses. Don't you worry.
Come on.
And I got 5 good kids.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Woo!
That's right.
Amen. People like to pick out sometimes, amen, the weaknesses. Amen. I know, don't you worry, I know every one of them's weaknesses. I live with them.
Come on.
I know all of them's weaknesses.
That's right.
Give us a little time and they'll pan out. Hey, God, look at Lainey. She's the leader of the pack now. Amen. She's got to start snapping her fingers at him, getting them up here. Amen. Hey, God, there's a time she is a handful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Give a little time. It'll work out.
Sure.
Hey, God, this one thing I know. They're here every night.
They're in this church every Thursday, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night. And God, that's what I do know. Amen. And I know this. Out of the hardships, out of the struggles, comes a great relationship. Yeah. And we'll stick together in the good and in the bad. Hey, thank God. I said, hey, we're going to stick together.
I can't tell you too much.
Thank God.
I ain't that kind of guy. But a while back, Brother Anthony, they was into it. I won't even tell you who. Amen. Man, they was fighting. I thought, oh my Lord. Woo! And there wasn't no time. A couple hours later, they was in their best friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kids. As sisters. Amen. Me and Michelle's told her many times. We said, hey, well, she gets on my nerves. I can't stand there. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, let me tell you something. See that right there? I know you can't see it now.
Yeah.
But that's your best friend. And throughout from now on,
right,
through life, that's
there
your
you
best friend.
Right, best
friend. Yes, sir. Woo! Yes, sir. She gets on my nerves. Yeah? Amen. You got in your hardness. But you'll enjoy the blessing.
That's right.
Thank God. I wish that was done here. You got to enjoy endure hardness. But thank God there'll be blessings to endure.
Right.
Joy.
Yeah.
I'm done. Somebody help me up here.
That's good.
There's hardships of raising kids.
Endure.
There's hardships of pastoring.
Sure. Yeah.
Y'all think this is
come
easy?
On.
A lot of people think the preacher don't do nothing. Well, some preachers are full time and that's their job. Right, God? I do, and I'm not here to God. But I do a whole lot outside of here.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I mow a lot of yards.
Come on, brother.
I do a lot of things outside of this right here. And I try my best to make time. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to juggle everything and make time to study. People think, you know, get up here and preach a message like this real time, and they think you just shoot from the hip and preach a message.
No. No.
They don't understand
right.
the time and the hours behind the scene.
You're right.
But people don't know that.
You're right.
Well, look, everything's easy, hunky dory.
Yeah.
You don't know the half. I'm not here to gripe. But that's why a lot of pastors, and I'm not giving me a pat on the back or nobody else, but this one thing I have noticed, and I have been sensible enough to look at the successful pastors, no doubt they've been through what the last man quit over.
Yeah.
But they endured.
Yeah.
And they said, if I hold on a little while longer, things will pan out.
Right.
Things will get better. Yeah. Amen. You're going to have people come against you. You're going to have people that don't like you. You're going to have people that can't stand you.
Yeah.
You're going to have people that disrespect you.
Come on.
You're going to have people that don't even care.
Right, right, right.
But hold on and endure.
Endure.
Because they'll be how many, for those that don't care, there'll be several that do care.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Praise endure
God.
The hardness.
Woo.
But enjoy the blessing.
Thank God.
I like that.
Woo!
Thank God.
Praise God. Man, I feel like preaching.
Yeah.
And girl, there'll be some that don't like us. All the ones that do. When that missionary gets in, I want you to let me know. I want to meet him. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Woo! Oh, Lord. Endure it. Endure some things.
Endure.
You'll never get anywhere unless you learn to endure.
There you go.
You can't quit every time. No. Every little thing comes up.
No.
That's one thing my dad did put in me. He said, boy, I never raised a quitter.
No.
Don't quit. No. Don't quit. Don't quit and move on until God tells you to.
Come on, Brother Jason. Amen.
I like that. I heard old Jackie Boy Howell say that too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find that clip and I'm going to write that down and put it in my Bible. I needed that when I heard it.
Yeah.
Old Jack Howell said a lot of preachers, he was related to preachers. A lot of preachers say God has put me here to do this.
Yeah.
He said, well, if God put you there to do that, he said, you might as well, amen, quit picking the phone up, calling God every day to find out, Lord, well, are you done? Are you ready for me to go somewhere else? That's the way a lot of preachers are. First step they hit in the road, they're ready to run somewhere else.
Yeah.
I've never seen a time right now. Pastors that have pastored for years, they've hit the road evangelizing because they said, God's called me to evangelize now. And they evangelize, they take a church until they hit a stump in the road there, and then God's called them to evangelize again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. True.
Digging now.
True.
Amen. Old Jack Howell said, quit calling God every day. Ask him his will. If he puts you somewhere, you stay right there till the phone rings and he calls you.
Stay there. Stay there.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the way people are, too. Do you know that?
Yeah.
That's the way people are. Amen.
Oh, yeah. I've had them tell me, boy, you're my favorite preacher in all the world. They're not even here tonight.
Come on.
Think about it.
I got leery anymore. Yeah, I really do. I'm leery anymore. Somebody says, man, you're my favorite preacher. I said, oh my, oh Lord.
Look out.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. I mean, tell me that. It wasn't no time they was mad at me for something I said.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I ain't always going to say everything you like.
All right. Come on.
I love you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you.
Come on, brother. Come
and
on.
I want you to be here. But I ain't always going to say everything you like to hear. Believe it or not, as good as I am,
right.
It ain't always going to be what you like.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't really like to eat spinach, but it's good for me.
That's true. Yeah.
Brother Earl said the other night he didn't like peas, but they're good for you. Yeah. Eat them anyway. Brother Tom eats stuff he don't like because he's been trying to get healthy.
That's right.
Eat it anyway.
Eat it anyway.
Great God. Even though you don't like it, it's good for you.
That's it.
The truth's good for you.
It's true.
Yes, it is.
You don't always like it. You can't always see the reason of it. But great God, if God let it on a man of God's heart to preach it, come and on. You don't like it, it's still good for you.
Still good for you. That's true. Right there.
That's true.
Oh, I feel good. You're going to help me, Anthony. Hey, amen. If somebody jumps me, Anthony's my bodyguard. Amen. Lord, help us. Amen.
Right.
I got to endure some hardships. But thank God, with the hardship comes a blessing.
That's it.
Stand with me across this house.
Glory to God.
Number three, share the blessing and share the load.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to end on. Everybody must pull. In this church right here, in any given church, in this church, what I'm going to focus on right here, there are many who enjoy the blessing, but they don't enjoy the load. Brother Tommy, for instance, will pray and study and get anointed, get a message. People will enjoy that. But they haven't carried none of the load.
True.
Amen.
True.
If you want to enjoy the blessing, carry a little load. Carry some wood and put it on fire.
Yes.
Paul got shipwrecked and he landed on an island called Malaita. Notice this. He said, boys, let's gather some sticks and put on the fire. Who was out gathering the sticks? Paul was.
There was.
And a viper got a hold of him and bit him on the arm because he was working. Amen. Hallelujah. Gather some sticks and put on the fire.
Thank God.
Bring your shovel and work a little bit. Amen. I'm not going to enjoy the blessing of a church with not sharing my part of the load. Thousands would gather, amen, in Ephesus to persecute Christians. They would chant, amen, they would fill them coliseums up. I heard as high as 50,000, like today's ball stadiums. And they would fill them gladiator stadiums up. Amen. When they persecuted those Christians and they would bring them Christians in there bound. Amen. And the crowd would start to chant, let go of the lions. Or they say, bring on the lions, bring on the lions. And they bring the lions, amen, out from them cages. And the crowd would begin to roar. A cheer would strike up through the stands. And then they would say, let go of the lions. Let go of the lions. Let go of the lions. And the crowd would begin to roar as the lions were let go. And they would run to those Christians who was placed in the middle of that field. Hey, but they said those Christians, amen, just before those animals would tear them apart, would stand in the middle of that Colosseum and stand up straight and look them lions in the face and say, Jesus is Lord.
Woo!
Jesus is Lord. Amen. Come on, hardships. Come on, troubles. But Jesus is Lord. I got in their hardness. But thank God, I'm going to enjoy the blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Somebody said, well, I don't want my kids. My dad, I heard him say this. He didn't know what he said. Don't say this to your kids. I don't say this to my kids.
Come on.
My dad used to say, I don't want my kids to go through what I went through. My dad grew up dirt poor. He didn't even have a bicycle. And in the contrary, they probably have spoiled me and my sister too much, to be honest with you.
They gave us too much. Hey, man, you can give a kid too much if you don't watch.
Yeah.
And you'll spoil that kid, and they'll never have any value about life and how to work and how to obtain things and put anything in them.
That's right.
If you don't
right.
watch out.
Right.
So my dad said, he said, well, I was young. He said, I didn't have a bicycle. He said, I sit there in the bottom. I'm done, Sister Missy. I got you waiting here. He said, I sit in the bottom up there, and he said, I watched Donnie and Jim, his cousins. Oh, Donnie and Jim, he said, I watch them ride up and down the road on that bike. He said, and I'd sit there and I'd think, boy, I'd like to have a bike. He said, I'd catch them going to feed lunch or something. He said, I'd sneak up there, I'd get on their bike and ride it.
Amen. Come on.
He said, they'd come out and they'd be mad and they'd chase me down the road and get getting their bike back. He said, I've never had a bike. He said, hey, man, I grew up and never had nothing. I don't want my kids to struggle like I struggled. Hey, man, notice Paul never said that. He never said, Timothy, I don't want you to be put in prison like me. I don't want you to be beat down in Lystra like me. No, that's not what he said. He said, Timothy, stand yeah. for the truth yeah. in their hardness. Thank God. Hey, man, don't ask to go to jail. Don't ask to be beat. But if standing for the truth involves being beat, stand for the truth. I come to tell us, stand for God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are you going to stand?
Yes, stand.
I'm done. I'm done. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Are you going to stand? Are you going to stand?
Come on.
I'm asking you, are you going to endure hardness?
Come on.
Or the first little hardship you got to face, are you going to run, tuck your tail and cry and say, I don't have to put up with this? Aren't you glad those boys on Normandy didn't do that?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad your spiritual mentor that you've got a lot of confidence in didn't run the first time they hit a hardship?
Right.
I'm glad them old timers that showed me the way, I'm glad they didn't turn around and run.
Right.
Woo! Right. Aren't you glad of that?
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, man, but what? You mean they've been through some things? They've been through some things you don't even know about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Believe.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
They've been through hardships that you'll never know.
Yep.
So true.
But they never ran.
Right.
They endured the hardship. To enjoy the blessing. Great God. Let's gather in these altars tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to get some stamina in you.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to get some strength in you. Stand, Timothy. Stand strong.
Stand strong.
Endure hardness like a good soldier. Stand for the truth. Stand for the Word of God. Be faithful.
Yes.
Be dependable. Stand for God.
Stand for God.
Come on.
Sometimes when my spirit is low, seem like it hardly go on, but still I see victory. I discard and tell you, Satan. Here.